Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give you tips and hints all about how to speak more confidently in your workplace, in your business, in your life. Ladies, let's do this together. Let's jump into the episode right now.
Okay, welcome to today's podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne Turner, if you didn't know. All right, so today, like sometimes of the month, I like to take the top three questions I've got asked from whatever platform. So the first one I want to tell you about is, so the question is, how do I emphasize the correct words? So I'm reading it just off another little screen. So obviously when you're talking, it can be hard at times to make sure you articulate every single word, okay? And one suggestion that helps me, and I always give you speaking tips that I've learned, some of them from my voiceover world as well, and I spill them over into my speaking tips advice that I give you. So the one that helps me to improve the way I articulate, depending on what work it is that I need to say, is doing tongue twisters. Now, I don't know if you know what they are. You need to be doing them every day if you feel that improving your articulation is something you want to grow in, okay? So one example is, and you can see it on my TikTok page as well and on my Instagram page, one of the TikTok, TikTok tongue twister challenge. Okay, so one example I want to give. There's a couple. You can find them online. If you want my list that I use, then you need to DM me tongue twister on Instagram, on my Instagram. Then I'll send you my PDF of the ones that I use. So one of them is this: round and round the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Then you just go faster and faster. So round and round the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Bit faster, round and round the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. So you just kind of go faster and faster and faster. And that way, but you don't just add speed, you articulate correctly first, then you put in speed. Okay. Others that I might use, I bought a box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits and biscuits mixed. I love biscuits actually. Just thinking. Love chocolate dough. Actually, chocolate dough, yeah, all right. But anyway, I digress. Another one is eat fresh fried fish free at the fish fry. There's so many that you can do. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Find the ones that work for you. Start off just saying them at your normal pace and then bring in a little bit of speed. But make sure you've got the accuracy correct first before putting in the speed. That's going to help you to let your mouth snap, let the tongue move, the breath, everything will work in the correct coordination to get that right. Okay? So use tongue twisters. Okay? So that is how you emphasize the correct words. I hope that's answered you. Let me go to the next question. Okay. This one is, how do I trust myself to speak well? Well, if you don't trust yourself, then my dear, who are you going to trust exactly? Tell me. Come closer. Who are you going to trust if you don't trust yourself? Have a little think, but let me help you here. Let me help you. It's a mindset shift thing. Yeah, you're speaking tips, Mama Leanne is going to help you. It's a mindset shift thing you got to go for. And first of it could be that you're entertaining these imposter syndrome thoughts, etc. You can't be entertaining those, because the minute you give those thoughts a stronghold, a grip into what you're thinking, it's a wrap. You just collapse the whole thing for yourself. So you got to work on your mindset, work on the imposter syndrome. And I've given videos before and podcasts before on how to beat the imposter syndrome. Go back through the list, go and listen to that video. Practice as well helps a lot. Getting advice, letting someone watch you, give you tips, do it again, try, keep going, practice learning from your lessons and stuff. Practicing just how you articulate in different settings, situations. Some people are really great in different languages as well, because I've got clients who deliver presentations in their first or second language, and when they do it in English, it's like, you know. So work in the language that you feel comfortable in, as long as it works for your listeners, and practice. Get someone to watch you, give you pointers. This can work, that can work, that can't work, etc. And as I said, that moves into my next point, like just get helpful feedback. Not ones who say, you're rubbish, man. No, ones that are going to really help you to Look at what it is that you're presenting. Do you speak too fast? Do you speak too slow? Do you need to articulate? Do you need to change some of the words that you use to suit the audience you're speaking to? If you're going into a primary school, you're speaking to 5 or 6 year olds, they're not going to need all those big eloquent words you would use if you're going to a top university to deliver the same information. So know who you're going to speak to. Switch your mindset. Believe that you can do it. Not just believe, know you can do it. That's the difference. Here you go. That's it. Not just believe, know you can do it. Whole different flex there. Okay. So you got to transform your mind, transform it. Get rid of that imposter syndrome. If not a pen, a rent, or a mortgage in your mind, why is he taking space in there? Do you see what I'm saying? There we go. Okay. So the next point, the next question, let me just do this one here. Oh my gosh. Yous all know, I'll give you this one for free. The question is it okay to read from notes during a presentation? What do you think? Let me show you how this is. You come with your big self and you come and you come to this big show or whatever, and someone's sitting there just favorite food, favorite place, favorite countries. Color, scripture, strong. Someone's reading from a piece of paper, hello, do you see me here? Do you see me? You don't see us, you don't see me. It's 100%, I get it. You need the notes to guide you, but they should just be a guide, not a script that you're reading. It's not a storybook. You need to share from your heart. And sometimes I say, just move the notes aside, because sometimes your notes can restrict you, because sometimes you have a note, use your notes like this. Have a guide of what you're going to say. Tell people these are the 3 points I'm going to deliver. Then go through them 1, 2, and 3 and remind people what you just said. But be flexible on the notes, because sometimes your notes can restrict you. And that sometimes when you're on your feet or you're on the Zoom, whatever it is, and you're talking, that's when some other new idea can just be given to you. I can't say it. It's not in my notes. Sometimes you need to just tell the notes, excuse me, yeah? And then come with the new information that's just dropped in your mind or your spirit at that time. So you see what I'm saying? So what's my stance on notes? Bring notes. Do not read from your notes. Use them to guide you. Have them as bullet points, so then you can't even tuck your head down and start reading when the nerves come, okay? Simple sheet of notes. Have it as a mind map or a roadmap of how you want to go and deliver the key points you want to talk about, the key examples. If it's got the stats on, do that. But don't read from it. It's really less like, what's the point? Why am I here? And you're reading notes. That type of thing I'm just like, you know what? You just wasted my time this morning. I come here, sit down to see if you read. And I'm not here to see if you can read. I'm here to see if you can share some information to help me so I can learn and progress in the topic that you're supposed to be teaching me on. You hear? There's a difference, okay? All right, so those are the main 3 questions. I always get loads of questions, but there's only so much time I can give it each time and on these podcasts. So the first one is how to emphasize correct words, use tongue twisters. How do you trust yourself? Shift your mindset, use the imposter syndrome, start knowing you can do stuff, not just believing it. Because I can believe I'm a size 10, but that don't mean it's true. You know what I'm saying? And then notes, use them as an aid memoir. Okay. So I hope these Q&As has helped you. If you haven't had your question on yet, you might need to resend it to me. Use Instagram, DM me. Yeah, that will probably work the best. You can get me on Leanne Turner on Instagram. And I'll try and get up in a future episode. Okay, so hope this one has helped you. I'm going to come back and I'm going to see you in another episode. Enjoy your day, whatever it is you're doing. Have fun. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. All right, bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it and you got loads of tips and hints and gems and you are ready to put them in place this very week, this very day. So you can be that woman who speaks with more confidence than ever. I look forward to hearing it. And if you want to step up your game, you've listened to the podcast, a couple of episodes here and there. You've seen me on social, see my tips and gems that I'm giving out. Yeah. But you need to step it up a little gear, yeah? Okay, brilliant. I want you to come onto my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out my audiobook series that I've got. And it helps you with a range of different topics, from what's the psychology of the voice, how to improve your speaking voice in 5 days, get a strong voice,
interviews, so many different. There's 10 audiobooks in the audiobooks bundle, all voiced by yours truly. And you can, all you got to do is sit down, listen, well, when you're walking on the treadmill, going on the commute, looking after the children, all you got to do is listen and learn and implement all the gems and tips I give you. So if you love listening to the podcast, you are going to love the audiobook series. Go to my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out the Speaking Tips audiobooks bundle.